Nationwide, close to 21 million people are living with diabetes. 90% of them are living with type 2 diabetes, but just 10% are diagnosed with type 1, which can be debilitating. Trey Porter is a type 1 diabetic as well as a Division 1 collegiate athlete, serving as a starter for the University of Nevada, Reno men's basketball team, which has gained national attention. I spent some time with Trey to understand how he has coped with his disease. On game day, the lights in the Lawler Event Center darken and the fans welcome the Wolfpack starters by lighting the arena with their flickering cell phone flashlights. Trey's name gets announced and he screams at the top of his lungs. Yet it's muted by the roaring crowd watching him as he high-fives teammates stepping onto the court. The 22-year-old senior has the ability to change the momentum of the game with his shattering defensive blocks and, of course, his infamous dunks.
I think my role is to, you know, definitely help us out defensively and just be kind of like that energy guy, that excitement guy. You know, our team's pretty relaxed, pretty chilled. So I feel like that's the reason why I feel like I got to be a little bit hyped when I dunk the ball.
It's one of the reasons he's as intense and as an emotional of a player as he is because there's a little bit of victory in every amazing play that he has, because it's a demonstration of the perseverance and the overcoming some of the struggles that he had to go through.
That was Trey's mom, Carrie Ann Boak. She's across the country in Woodbridge, Virginia, in the suburbs of D.C. where Trey grew up. Living on the West Coast and this far from his family is new to him. Carrie Ann reminisces about his childhood. Times at the swimming pool, Porter cannonballing in, creating an ocean of waves. While his mom describes him as a happy-go-lucky type of kid, it wasn't so easy.
He was always kind of sick. I mean, from the time he was born. I mean, not like deathly sick, but he was always lethargic, I guess, or he would be overly crying, or he would be overly sleepy. And you knew something was wrong, and the doctors kept telling you that nothing was wrong. I can remember whenever he was diagnosed, laying in intensive care and wondering whether or not he was going to make it.
At just 18 months, Trey was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Most juvenile diabetes diagnoses are made between the ages of 9 and 13. Trey was born without a functioning pancreas to release insulin and help control blood sugar. This affects his kidneys and his overall health. From that early age, Trey was dependent on insulin shots. Without them, he runs a higher risk of serious complications and even death.
I will never forget him being at his school and me getting the frantic call from the teacher saying that, you know, they had to call the ambulance, that Trey was non-responsive.
Trey was about 6 years old when he experienced his first close encounter with death. And Carrie Ann remembers tense moments as Trey grew older, having to hand squeeze oranges into his mouth when his blood sugar would drop, his body becoming confused, drowsy, and weak. Taking care of Trey became normalized, just a way of life for Carrie Ann and her family. A family who works together, and even though Trey was sick, he took ownership of protecting his three sisters and never letting the disease take over.
One of the things I said to Trey from the time he was little is that you have diabetes. Diabetes doesn't have you. You have to control it. I mean, you have to, don't let it define who you are. I mean, it's something you have to learn to cope with.
As a 14-year-old, Trey was switched from physical shots to an insulin pump, a device which provides insulin through a catheter placed under the skin 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's changed my life, saved my life. Yeah, I just got a test, and then I saw a test, and then enter how many carbs I eat. I do. That's a big thing. I have to, like, count my carbs, enter that in, and it actually makes it so effortless, really. I just put that in and press a couple buttons, and then it gives me a shot.
Trey has to test his blood sugar when he wakes up, before he eats, after he eats, when he goes to bed, before his game, after his game, and yes, even multiple times during practice. While his teammates are working on drills, Trey has no choice but to test his blood sugar when his body is sending him those signs he has grown so familiar with: headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, and thirst.
I'm testing my blood. About to just prick my finger real quick. Let's see what it is.
What's that number for you?
It's a little high.
If the level is high, he waits for an insulin shot to kick in. If the level is low, he drinks a Gatorade or downs an applesauce packet to quickly get back onto the court. In addition to daily practice, the team also makes time for the weight room. Matt Eck is the Pack's strength and conditioning coach and is in his 18th season with the team. X says over the past 8 years, the program has developed specialized nutritional diets because they play such a big role in performance and recovery.
I want them to minimize the amount of sugar that they intake in their body. But in a special case like Trey, we have some sort of potato for every breakfast. We will, for him, just simple things like having French toast or pancakes available for him, not necessarily for everybody else, makes a big difference in his body and his blood sugar.
Trey's in a unique position, living with a serious disease as a high-level athlete. Being a part of the Pack is offering new opportunities. He's able to showcase his skills in front of NBA recruiting coaches while building a platform as a role model. Those are local school kids reacting to Trey's height. The man is 6'11". He recently visited Peavine Elementary during an assembly on respect and responsibility.
Yeah, so this is actually the kind of like first time in my career that kids have kind of reached out to me, or their parents have, and talked about, you know, being a type 1 diabetic and kind of the struggles they face. So, you know, I've definitely had people reach out to me, and I've told them, you know, I was like, you know, whatever kid, you know, if they ever have a question, need somebody to, you know, FaceTime, call, or just talk to about it, I've been more than open to get my number to them, just kind of talk about them and kind of hopefully be that, you know, mentor and let them know that, you know, you have diabetes, but it's not going to define who you are and what you do and what you want to do in life.
Trey never imagined he would be in this position. Now he's in his last season and is working to play at the next level professionally. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.